From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. In Nairobi, Kenya, slaughter at an upscale shopping mall frequented by affluent Kenyans and foreigners. More than 30 people are confirmed dead, many more are injured, and Kenyan officials say some gunmen remain inside with hostages. President Uhuru Kenyatta delivered a nationwide address vowing to bring the attackers to justice.
Let me make it clear that we shall hunt down the perpetrators wherever they run to. We shall get them. And we shall punish them for this heinous crime.
American citizens are among those wounded. The Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab is using social media to praise the assault. The militants have long threatened retribution against Kenya for sending troops to Somalia to help the government there battle Islamic extremists. The UN Security Council is condemning the attack, as does Secretary of State John Kerry, who calls it a reminder of unspeakable evil. Colorado's Highway Department is scrambling to reopen access to mountain towns isolated by recent flooding. Eric Whitney reports officials expect it to take years to fully repair damaged roads.
Frank Lancaster is the town administrator in Estes Park, Colorado. It used to take 45 minutes to get to the nearest city, but washed out roads mean that now takes 3 hours. Only two highways to Estes Park remain open, and one is too high elevation to keep open in the winter.
In fact, it's the highest paved road in the United States, but it was closed night before last because of snow. They've had a snow up there already, and it's coming soon.
Some employers are facing worker shortages because daily commutes from nearby cities are now impractical. $120 million has been pledged to repair roads, but restoring even temporary access on some routes will take months. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney.
A newly declassified document reveals that in 1961, the U.S. came perilously close to nuclear disaster. According to the record, a 4-megaton nuclear bomb was one switch away from exploding over North Carolina. The document was obtained under the Freedom of Information Act and published in Britain's Guardian newspaper. Larry Miller has details from London.
3 days after President Kennedy's inauguration, a B-52 broke up over North Carolina. Two bombs fell. One began a 6-switch detonation process, and only the failure of the final low-voltage switch prevented disaster. Investigative journalist Eric Schlosser told the BBC that bomb was 260 times more powerful than the one dropped on Hiroshima.
The bomb assumed that it was being deliberately released over an enemy target.
The accident had previously been acknowledged in a watered-down report, but this document obtained by Schlosser was written by a government scientist who concluded that had the last switch not failed, it would have been bad news in spades. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
This is NPR. Chicago is trying to recover from 2 nights of gun violence. The Chicago Sun-Times reports 4 people were killed overnight in separate shootings. This after a mass shooting at a Chicago park Thursday evening injured 13 people, including a 3-year-old boy. A spokesman for his family says he's recovering from surgery. Some 300 people gathered in Kansas City today for the latest in a series of community forums on mental health. As Monica Sandresky reports from member station KCUR, it's part of a national conversation initiated by President Obama after last year's mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut.
Kansas City is one of 10 cities holding forums to assess mental health problems affecting its communities, especially its young people. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius told the group most violent crime is not committed by people suffering from mental illness. But she added that most people diagnosed with mental or substance abuse problems do not receive medical care.
That's a situation that is a tragedy. We would never let that happen if 60% of people identified with cancer or who had heart attacks or had an open wound. We wouldn't let that happen in this country, and that's what we have to change.
Sebelius touted the administration's Affordable Care Act, which includes mental health coverage, and the Mental Health Parity Act. For NPR News, I'm Monica Sandresky.
Crews in Mexico are searching for victims and assessing damage in the wake of several days of rain brought by Tropical Storm Manuel and Hurricane Ingrid. The death toll has climbed to more than 100. 68 people are missing in a massive landslide that buried an entire town. Mexico's president says there's little hope anyone will be found alive. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.